Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. It says the Mishnah is Chayev Shtei Mises Bezdin. If somebody was sentenced to two different Mises Bezdin, Nidin Bechamura, the punishment he will get will be the more severe Misa. Or if somebody does an Avera that carries with it two Mises, again, says the Mishnah, Nidim Chamura, he's punished with the more severe of the two. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi says that in such a situation, Nidim Bezikar Rishon Shibalov, he is punished with the first Misa that he's supposed to get. And the way I saw the Arvi Nachal explains why is that. So he says, we know that we learn that Avera Gaveras Avera, that one Avera brings another Avera. So if somebody violated two Averas, it's obvious that the first Avera is the Avera that caused them to do the second Avera, and therefore, he says, it makes more sense that he should get the first Misa. The Berch Savram asks, we said that somebody who is chayiv two Mises gets the more severe Misa. So the Berch Savram wants to understand this halacha. Doesn't mean that if he's only getting the more severe punishment, that punishment will only work for the more serious of the averus that he's done. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding the halacha is that it covers both. Says the Shas Tshuva, Tara Lishma, says that in our Gemara's case, where we're giving a punishment that the Torah prescribed, so that's the halacha that the Torah teaches us, that if somebody did an Aveira that brings two Mises, he is punished with both. But and that covers both Averas. But for example, let's say somebody did an Aveira, and he's fasting for a kapara for that Aveira. And then he did another Avera. And again, he's fasting as a punishment for that Avera. There he suggests that you would have to fast separate fast. You would have to fast separate fast for each Avera. Says the Gemara, Pshita. It's obvious, asks the Gemara, that if somebody did two Averas and he's chayiv two punishments, that we should give him the more severe punishment. Ask the Gemara, Ela Iskuri Esker, should we think that he should benefit? Answers the Gemara, Ha'amar Rava, the way to understand our Mishnah is Hachamai Skin. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation, Kigan Sha'ova Avera Kala, the person did a less severe Avera, the Nigma Dinay Avera Kala, and he was sentenced for that less severe Avera. And now, the Chazava Ova Avera Chamura, and then he violated a more serious Avera. So Sakatat Chamina, the Kiv and the Nigma Dinay Avera Kala, once he was sentenced, so the Halacha views him high Gavra Kedilahu, as if the Halacha views him as a person who's no longer alive. And therefore, if he's no longer alive, it's not possible to sentence him to another punishment. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah teaches us that we don't do so. And even though he was already sentenced to a Misa, we can give him another Misa. So Taisus asked the question. We learned the other day that the halacha is that the only type of Edim that are qualified to say Edis, Edis Shatu Yochal Azima, Edims that can become Edim Zayman. So asked Taisus, and we learned that a person who's sentenced to death, when Edim Zayman say Edis against him, it's not Edis Shatu Yochal Azima, because this person is already, the Edim are coming to say Edis about a person who was already sentenced to death. So how could this person ever been sentenced to second death sentence? Why is it not considered Edis Sheyati Yochal Azima? So one Teretz Sais would suggest, as we've been learning, there's a new category, and that is the category if somebody does an Avera in front of Bezdin. And we've learned that somebody does an Avera in front of Bezdin, Bezdin eliminates this person, And the reason Beznet eliminates this person, we learned, is because of the new halacha of the Arta Hara Mikabecha. If that's the case, says Taisus, so the Bezdin is not killing him, not sentencing him to the second death because of the regular halachas of Edus. And therefore, it's not a problem. Another Teretz, Taisus, suggests that the only time we say that it's something that's Edus Yat Yochel Azima is only when it's impossible that these Edom should become Edom Zomimim. But in the case that we are now discussing, they actually, if the first pair that said Edus about this person become Muslim, so then the second pair were meaningless. And therefore, it's not considered Edus Yat Yochel Azima. From where did Chazal learn that if somebody violated two averus with Mrs. Bezdin, that nidna b'chamura, he's sentenced to the more severe one? So says the Gemara d'Ksiv. The pasuk in Yecheskel teaches us different halachas that Yecheskel taught Klal Yisrael they should not make a mistake and believe that they may do these things. The pasuk says, "V'ahoyle ben paritz, shoyfich dam, alaharim achav, v'leishus re'eyu timei, v'seglulim nasa enav." And the pasuk here is coming to teach us that the Navi, Yecheskel, is telling them that our forefathers did these averis, and we are suffering for their sins. Says the Gemara, says Cheskel, he HaKadosh Baruch Hu always appreciates and loves those who do the right thing. Because the people who are doing averis are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned has punishes, and we will not be punished for the sins that our forefathers did only if we could do what they've done. And the pasuk says, "V'ayla ben parat shayfach damim." The pasuk speaks about a person who's a murderer, that we know the halacha is that such a person, his misa is saif. As eishes re'eyu timei, zu eishes ish, that we know that if somebody has relations with an eishes ish, the misa is chenek. V'aglulam nasa enav, zu avod z'chom, refers to the avera of avod z'ara. We know that the punishment for that is skila. V'ksiv, and the pasuk continues to say, "Mois yumas dama by yeya," which we know that whenever the Torah uses the words "damayim bam," we've learned many times it means skila. So we see that the pasuk is teaching us that this person who did multiple averis is going to be punished with skila, the most severe of those averis. Says the Gemara, "Masler of Nachman Yitzchak." Why are we saying? Why are we interpreting? Says the Gemara, why are we interpreting the pasuk that the pasuk is referring to an individual who did these three different averis that have these different punishments? Maybe the pasuk is referring to v'hoyle ben paritz, is referring to a shayfech dam, to refers to ben tzair meirer, which as we've learned in our masechta, the punishment of a ben tzair meirer is skila. Eishes re'eyu timei is a nara marasa, that we know that a person who violates, that a nara marasa, that's mezana, is chayef skila. V'aglulam nasa enav, zavarez kechavim, which is also skila. So the pasuk is teaching us that all three of these averis carry the punishment of skila, and that's why the person gets skila. But we don't have a proof that if a person has more than one type of misa, he's always going to get the more severe one. Ask the Gemara, if that's all that the pasuk is coming to teach us, that these are the punishments for these averis, what is Cheskel coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, what Cheskel is going to do is just repeat and teach us the halachas that we learned in the Torah. Answers the Gemara, if that's what Cheskel was trying to accomplish, he should have said it just like Moshe Rabbeinu said it, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, which we know Sefer Tvarim, Sefer Mishneh Torah, the purpose of that Sefer is to review what was taught in the previous Tvarim. So if that's the case here too, if Yecheskel is just coming to review what was just as Moshe Rabbeinu, he should have said it the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Why did he say it in a different fashion? It's obvious that his goal is not to just review these halachas, but he's coming to teach us new halacha. That other pshat that I saw that the Yad Ramah says, that the Gemara is saying that if the purpose of what Yechezkel was trying to do was just to review the halachas that were stated in the Torah, then why did he just choose these halachas to review? He should have reviewed all the halachas, as Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say for Dvarim. It must be to teach us this halacha, that if somebody did multiple averis, he gets the most severe punishment. The Rashi explains, so the pasuk is teaching us that he did each one of these averis, and he must have been nigver dinoi. He must have already been sentenced, because if he's not sentenced, then all these halachas would not apply. Says the Gemara, now that the Gemara has brought this psukim, says the Gemara, that to explain other psukim that are taught in Yechezkel. So says the Gemara, Darsh of Achav Reb Chanina, Maidik Siv, Alaharim Le'ochal. What does that mean? That Shle'ochal B'schus Avoysav. It refers to an individual who was a tzaddik gomer, and he didn't have to rely on Schus Avos to have merit. And the Harim are referred to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were great individuals like the tall mountains. Whereas the Pasuk says, we know the Pasuk says, Esa Einai El Harim, Al Tikra El Harim, El HaHoyrim. It refers to the Avos Kedoshim. V'le'enav le'nosa agul b'es Yisrael, Shle'holach b'gheim z'kufa. He did not walk upright. That means he wasn't arrogant. It says the Meiri, what is Pshat? Somebody who walks upright sees everything that's going on. And if he sees everything that's going on, he may see the Avodah Zarah that they were so surrounded with. But if the person walks without his high eyes always looking up, he won't see the Avodah Zarah. The Mashah explains that we know the Gemara Masechet Saita says that Kol Sheyesh Bo Gasus Ruach, that anybody who's arrogant is Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's compared to an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So we're saying here that this person didn't go B'Kayim Zekufa. He wasn't arrogant, and therefore he isn't considered like he worships Avodah Zarah. That he was careful not to take away somebody else's panosa. And the Ramah explains that we all have benefit from our professions, just like we benefit from a wife. And somebody who tries to take away somebody else's panosa, it's like taking away his wife. Another pshat that the Mashal suggests is that just like we have the obligation to support our wives, so somebody who takes away our panosa takes away of our ability to support our wives. The Ben Yoyada explains that if somebody causes that somebody should lose his panosa and he has to move away and he's going to have to leave his family at home alone, so it's like his wife is a nida. He can't have relations with his wife. Another pshat that the Malbim suggests is that everybody who has a business, most people who have a business, have trade secrets. So how do they get the trade secrets? They try to get the wife of the person to disclose those secrets, and that's like having a relationship, an inappropriate relationship with that wife. And the Chasam Sofer says, the way to understand this Gemara is that even though under certain circumstances, according to the halacha, one is allowed to open up a competing business, one should go lefnim mishuras adin to avoid hurting another individual financially. Felicia needed like Kirev, Shleinana Mekupashot Tztaka, that he didn't take Tztaka, the Ktziv, and the Pasuk says, Tzadik Hu Yiyah, this individual who acts in such a way will live in both world. That, why is it called a Nida? Because a Nida represents Tuma, and somebody who takes money that he doesn't deserve is acting in a fashion that's called Tumah. another pshat that the Yad Rama explains. He says that if somebody has relations with his wife when she's nida, he's not stealing from anybody, but he's taking something that doesn't, that he should, he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing. Says the Gemara that if somebody is not supposed to, is not worthy of tzedakah, he is not supposed to take a tzedakah. The Mashah, however, has a different approach. The Mashah says that when we think about a wife who's a nida, so a person, when she's a nida, we can't have relations with her. When she's not a nida, we can have a relation with her. What we're trying to say is that even when the person is like an anida, when she's not like an anida, that she's, you're allowed to have benefit, even if the person is supposed to take tzedakah, he shouldn't take tzedakah unless he really has to, and he should avoid it, just like he has to avoid anida. Says the Me'iri, in explaining this Gemara, somebody, the Gemara is referring to two individuals. One individual is a person who doesn't have to take tzedakah, and the Gemara is teaching us that a person who doesn't have to take tzedakah should not take tzedakah. And then he says that the other point that we're learning from here is that we have to, a gabbai tzedakah has to be extra careful in not doing anything that has a semblance of dishonesty. So the Alta from Slobodkin, his Sefer Orat Sofen, says that there's a tremendous learning lesson in our Gemara. We learned this pasuk. It's not a pasuk that's necessarily difficult to understand. But what did Chazal do with this pasuk? Chazal took this pasuk and interpreted it in a way that we would never interpret it. From here we learn, says the Alta from Sabotka, how we have to view the Divrei Nevi'im, the Tanakh, that every word of Tanakh should not be understood in a very simple fashion. The Paiskim discuss this concept of taking tzedakah, should you, shouldn't you? And the way I see the Paiskim essentially explain, a person who doesn't need tzedakah should certainly not take tzedakah if he doesn't need to take tzedakah. And the Gemara says that somebody takes tzedakah who doesn't need to take tzedakah will not leave the world until he actually, unfortunately, needs to take tzedakah. A person who absolutely must take tzedakah and there's no other way for him to survive without taking tzedakah should take tzedakah. And then a person who needs tzedakah and is entitled tzedakah, but he goes out of his way to avoid taking tzedakah, so the Rishonim and Achronim explain that that is the person that we're referring to. And this person says, and regarding this person, Chazal say, Asher Agave Sheyiftach BaHashem, somebody who puts his faith in Hashem and he doesn't take tzedakah, even if he technically is deserving of tzedakah, such an individual will be zoicher to bracha, that he will be eventually a person who's independently wealthy and be able to help other people. There's a discussion here in the Paiskim. Gemara took the position that a gabbai tzedakah, as we just quoted from the Me'iri, has to be particularly careful about the tzedakah money he's taking care of. And therefore the question comes up, if a gabbai tzedakah has tzedakah money that he has that doesn't have to be distributed now, what should he do? And the Paiskim say that, one, he has to be extremely careful in how he administers that money, and probably he shouldn't administer it by himself. And number two, he says that when he gets the tzedakah money, he should be most careful with that tzedakah, and make a tanai that I'm allowed to use that money for other purposes because the purpose I collected it for is not relevant right now. The Gemara says a very sharp wording about as ishus rei lo timai layard lo umnes chaveri. So we think about it, I sort of mafarshim explain. Yes, as we explained, taking somebody else's panasa is considered a very significant sin. But it's certainly not comparable to Times Ishus Chaveroi. So how does the pasuk compare that? So I saw two pshatim. The Sefer Kilos Yitzchak quotes Rav Yisrael Salanter. He says, what does it mean, Yor Lemnus Chaveiroi? He says that sometimes there are competitors, and the competitor is so anxious to hurt the competition that what he will do is he'll drop the prices so significantly that people will come to purchase by him, even though he's not making any profit, but it doesn't make a difference to him. All he's looking for is that his competitor should not be successful either. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter that somebody who has relations with somebody else's wife, besides, of course, the terrible avera it represents, even if her husband will divorce her, the halacha is that he, the adulterer, cannot marry her. So all he did was hurt somebody else. Here too, somebody who acts in such a way, in such unfair competition, he doesn't benefit, but he just hurts somebody else, and that's like having relations with somebody else's wife. That's what Bishra Salantis teretz. Another pshat that I saw is that the pasuk is teaching us a very critical and important lesson. Of course, it's not permitted to be yoyed l'umdashayish chaveroi. It's not permitted to take away somebody else's panasam. But of course, it's not the same, we all understand, as having an adulterous relation. But even though it's not the same as having an adulterous relationship, what we're learning from here is that this becomes a very slippery slope. And when somebody starts with this type of behavior of yored lumnasa shel chaveri, ultimately what that will lead to, unfortunately, is as ish chaveri nida. Zokta Gemara, kishaya Rav Gamliel magil mikra azeh, when Rav Gamliel would learn this pasuk, ha'yibayich v'amid, man da'avel l'kula, somebody who does everything, hu d'chaye, b'chadim v'nayloi, but if somebody did only one of these things, is it not enough? Amle Rav Akiva alamata, if that's the way you're going to learn, the pasuk says, in Parshas Achrimais, after the Torah completes warning us about all the situations which are considered an erva. Al tatam b'chal eila, says the Gemara Hachanami, does the pasuk mean to say that you can't do all of these averis? But if you don't do all of the averis, it's not a problem? Of course not. El ba'achs b'chal eila, the pasuk means that if somebody does one of the averis that are indicated there, it's considered that he did the avera of erva. Hachanami, so to our pasuk to say that if somebody acts appropriately, even in just one of these things, then the halacha will be that choya yichya, he will have zchusim. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody did an aveira that carries two mises bezdin, Tanakhama says he gets the more severe, and Rabbi Yossi says he gets the one that he did first. Says the Gemara Tanya, Ketzet Amar Rabbi Yossi, need the mezikah rishon habalov. What did Rabbi Yossi mean when he says he gets the first of the punishments that he deserves? Says the Gemara, if you have a woman who's chamaisa, his mother-in-law, that means when he married his wife, his mother-in-law was not married. So his mother-in-law was also to him because of a mother-in-law. And then, afterwards, his mother-in-law got married. V'nasas eishas ish, nidim b'chamaisa. So the first, he gets punished for the iser of chamaisai, which is a chiyuv sreifa, and not chiyuv chenek. But what about if it'll be in the reverse order? You have a woman who's an eishes ish, a married woman, and then that woman nasas chamais becomes his mother-in-law, and he has relations with her. So the first iser that he had with her was the fact that she was an eishes ish, and that comes with chenek. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Adi Bar Avi L'Rava, why are you saying that if you have a woman who is chamaisai, his mother-in-law, and then nasas eishes ish, and then she became also an eishes ish, nidim b'chamaisai, lidin nami, that eishes ish, why should he not be punished also for this eishes ish? Because the ha'amar of Abba, that a sugya that's often taught in Shas, And that's the sug of Enes Achala Lisser, something that's already Osir cannot become Is Osir again. But Maid Rabbi Yosef by Yosef, if the second Isser expands that in this case, when a woman is a mother-in-law, so she's only Osir to her son-in-law, but she can marry other people. But when she becomes an Eishes Ish, not only is she Osir to her son-in-law, but she can't marry anyone. So Rabbi Yosef agrees in such a situation, we say Issachal al Isser. So why don't we say that here as well? Amalei, so Rava said to him, Adbari, Rava said to Adbar Hava, Ada, betray Ktatalei, I don't understand what you're saying. Once, if he's Chayiv Chenib, because she's Esenish, and she's Chayiv for Sreifa, that both Yisurim come, but you can't give him the most serious Misa, because you can't kill a person two times. So even though we do have, says Rashi, the rule of Issachal al Isser by Isser Maisif, but you can't say that in a situation where we're killing the person, because we're going to kill him once, you can't kill him twice. But, says Rashi, this discussion is only relevant, explains Rashi, when we're discussing killing the person. We could only kill him worse, once. But let's say he did the Aveira B'Shogig. So then we can give him separate Karban Chattis for every Aveira. And if it's not a case of Enes Achal Alissa because it's a Moisif, he'll have to bring two Karban Chattis. Or the Ritva gives another example. We know that critical, and we learned this and will learn this, is the Asra. And when you give Asra, you have to say which Aveira. So if the wrong Hasra was given, then there won't be considered a proper Hasra. And therefore, if this woman comes with two labels, Chamoise and Eishes Ish, either Hasra will be considered a valid Hasra. Says the Mishnah, Mishaloka, if somebody got Malkus for having done an Aveira, Vishana, and then he did the same Aveira again, and he got Malkus again. When he does this Aveira, Rahman son, the Gemara will explain this again. When he does the Aveira a third time, Bezdan machnis noisa l'kipa, Bezdan takes him into a small room, u'machila noisa yisoyrim, and he's fed barley, ad shekreisim espakas, until his belly swells, u'meis, and he passes away. So, we've learned this halacha of machnis noisa l'kipa. And there's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim. How do we understand this halacha? Some explain that it's a halacha l'moshe Mesinai. However, that the halacha l'moshe Mesinai, as the Prima Godim, halacha l'moshe Mesinai cannot give us oynish. So how do we understand this? So explains the Prima Godim. It's not just a halacha l'moshe Mesinai. These are averus that are mentioned in the Torah. So the fact that these averus are mentioned in the Torah, coupled with the fact that we have the halacha l'moshe Mesinai, then we have the right to give, Bezdin has a right to put him into the kippah, and the halacha is, that will be the halacha. Then there's another question. So the person, as we just discussed in the Mishnah, did this averu the third time, and the Mishnah says, mechnisin ha'isai l'kippah, which will ultimately lead to his death. And we learned from the beginning of the Masechta that Mises Bezdin, you need to have a Bezdin of 23. For Malkus, you don't have to have a Bezdin of 23. So when this person does the Aveira the third time, which as a result of doing the Aveira the third time, he'll be put into the Kippah, will we now have to upgrade to a Bezdin of 23? Or is the fact that since it's not really a Mises Bezdin, it's not one of the four Mises Bezdin that the Torah teaches us about, it won't require a Bezdin of 23. I actually saw that it's a Machloikus Achroinim. The Sefer Chemdus Yisrael says you would not need to have a Bezdin 23. Chaznis says you would. Ask the Gemara, Mishum de Lok of Hashanah, if somebody did an Aveir once, twice, a third time, is that a reason that Bezdin Maknisina Yisrael Kippah, that he's allowed to be killed? Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Yirmiyah, Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Hocha b'Malkus HaKrisus. the Malkus, the Aveira that this person did in our Mishnah, for which she received Malkus, is an Aveira for which that there's a Chiyuv Karis. For example, somebody has relations with a sister, somebody ate Chalev, somebody ate Chametz on Pesach, somebody Shechted Kachin Bechutz. That regarding all of these Aveiras, the Torah HaKadosh says, for Nichrasa Nefesh Ahim Ikarev Amo, and the halacha is that any lav that carries Mises Bezdin, Chiv Karas Bezdin could give Malkus. Certainly, explain the Rishonim and Achronim, if the Mishnah certainly could be talking about an Aveira that doesn't just carry the punishment of Karas, but carries the punishment of Mises Bezdin. Hacha b'malkish krisis askinen. So this person, by having done this Aveira, Gavrabak Talahu, the halacha looks at this person like a dead person, because the Torah says that he's chayiv, the Torah says that he's chayiv karis. V'karvhu d'loy mikra k'talei. But the time for his death has not yet come. But since this person keeps on doing these Aveiras, so this is an individual, the Kamavatalei Nafshi. He's showing that his life is not really of any value because he keeps on doing the same Aveira that carries this very serious punishment. And since he's acting in such a way, the Aloch is that Bezdin, Mekavalei Lekterlei, Bezdin will kill him. That, so I saw that the Achroinim explained that the way to understand this Gemara is as follows. On one hand, he got Malkus. So the question is, if he already got Malkus, so that absolved him of the creases. So yes, he keeps on doing the Aveira. But since he keeps on getting Malkus, the halacha should be that the Malkus should absolve the creases. So why are we saying that he's still Chayiv Karis? But the Rambam says that if somebody who does an Aveira which comes with Karis, and he gets Malkus, the Malkus takes care of it, says the Rambam, that's only in a case where the individual did tshuva. Our Mishnah is referring to an individual who did not do tshuva. And since this individual didn't do tshuva, and he did the Aveira so many times, he still has the Chiyuv Karis. The Chikrei Lev discusses, what will be the halacha, says the Chikrei Lev, if this person that did these Aveiras is between the age of 13 and 20. So when we talk about an Oynish of Karis, the Oynish of Karis is only for somebody who is over 20 years old, because in Shemayim, they don't punish before somebody is 20 years old. Or do we say, the fact that he keeps on doing these Aveiras over and over again, the halacha is that he's the individual that the Mishnah says is Chayiv Kippah. He doesn't really come to a conclusion. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yaakov, Rav Yemir Bat Achlifa, Ta Azbralach. I will explain to you, the Mishnah is only referring, he says, but Malkus shall occur Sachas, that the person kept on doing the same Aveira, which is an Aveira that comes with an Oynish Karis. Avos Shashtayim V'Sholosh Krisis, if he did different Aveiras, even though each Aveira carries the punishment of Karis, Isur de Kamtam, it's just a person who can't control himself from doing Aveiras. But we shouldn't look at this individual, as if he has no respect for his life and he doesn't care. He's just an individual who can't overcome the desire to do Aveira. So we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishalok of Ashana, that if somebody did an Aveira twice, the Aloch is that since he keeps on repeating doing this Aveira, the halacha is we put him into the Kippah. There's a famous machlokus throughout Shas based on a Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. If somebody, how do we establish a chazaka? That means if somebody, the point of a chazaka, that somebody keeps on doing the same thing more than a number of times, that shows us a pattern. The most famous example is if a woman of a family, they keep on doing a bris milah for their children and the children die. How many times must such an experience happen that we shouldn't do a milah again? And it's a machlokes of Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe's opinion is that chazaka is established after two times. So if two boys died from such a bris milah, don't make a third bris milah. Shem Gamliel says that three times is the way a chazaka is established. So now the question is, how are we to understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that the person did the Aveira twice. So what does that mean? Is it because he got Malchus twice? Or is it because he did the Aveira three times? And the Gemara focuses on this. The Mishnah said, Lok of Ashana. So we see that we got Malchus twice. That's why it's considered that we have a Chazaka that this person does the Aveira. So therefore, Afagav Deloy Shilish, even though he didn't get Malchus three times, still a Chazaka has been established. So if that's the way we're going to learn the Mishnah, suggests the Gemara, Lame Maslisa, like Rav Shem Gamliel. Our Mishnah will not be consistent with the opinion of Shem Gamliel. The ear of Shem Gamliel, if we want to say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Shem Gamliel, Ha'amar, isn't Rav Shem Gamliel's opinion that Atlasim Niloy have a Chazaka? You can't have a Chazaka until three times, says the Gemara. Amar Ravina, I feel the time of Shem Gamliel. We could interpret our Mishnah even to follow the opinion of Shem Gamliel. Kasavar, and if Shem Gamliel is going to say, this person did the Aveira three times, and that's what creates the Chazaka, and that's consistent with his opinion that you need three times to consider to create a Chazaka. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, of Aveira Shesh by Malchus, Pamri Shoina, if he did the Aveira once, the Shnia, and then he did the Aveira two times, Malchus, I say, he gets Malchus. Ubishlishis, the third time he does this Aveira, we bring him into the Kippa, where he ultimately will pass away. Even the third time, Malkan Isai, and Pam Revis, only when he does the Aveira the four times, so my love, so suggest the Gemara, how are we to understand this Braisa, this Machlokes? The Kulama, everybody's opinion, that what makes this person to be considered a Rasha, that he should have to be put into the keeper, is Malchus Machzikus, the fact that he received Malchus a number of times. And what is the basis of this Machlokes? Plukta, the Rebbe of Shem Gamliel Kamifligi. They're arguing with our Machlokes. The mandam that says getting Malchus two times is enough to establish Chazaka follows the opinion of Rebbe. And the opinion that says, Rabbi Shaul that says that you have to get Malchus three times to establish the Chazaka follows the opinion of Rav Shem Gamliel. Says Marloi, we don't have to interpret the Braisa that way. Rather, the Kulam is Rav Shem Gamliel, everybody will agree that three times established Chazaka. So how do we interpret the Machloikis and the Braisa that we just learned? The Masover, the Tanakam's opinion is Averus Machzikos. It has nothing to do with the Malchus. And therefore, once the person did the Aveira the third time, he's put into the keeper. And Abishol says that what brings the punishment of the keeper, what brings the punishment of the keeper is getting Malchus three times, and therefore he had to get Malchus three times. Ask the Gemara, V'hadu Tanya, the Braisa says, Hisruba, if somebody was warned not to do an Aveira that carries a punishment of Karis, V'shasik, and it shows, and he's just quiet. So he didn't explicitly say, I don't care. He just remained silent. Hisrimba, or somebody received Hasra v'hirkin Raisha, and he just nods his head. That so we learned many times that in order for something to be considered a valid Hasra, you have to give warning that the person, what he's doing is an Aveira that comes with an Einish Bezdin. And we also have to have that the person says, Amanas Kerani Aisa. He's Mevater. He says, Hita Atzmai Lamisa. So in these cases, we don't have that. So says the Gemara, Pam Rishon Vishnei Master Boy. So given that this Hasra was a lacking Hasra, we don't punish him. Shlishis, the third time that we gave him this type of Hasra, and we had the same type of reaction, even the third time we just give Hasra, and only when he does the Aveira Pam Revius, when he did the Aveira the fourth time, then and only then, says the Gemara, what have we been explaining is the basis of the Machloikis of the Tanakhama and Abishol? What creates the chazaka? Is the malchus that creates the chazaka, or is the aver that creates the chazaka? But here there's no malchus. Malchus leka, so we can't say that the Tanakhama's opinion is that the malchus creates the chazaka. So ask the Gemara, if so, but Maikam Afki. Says the Gemara, the machloikus is a different machloikus. The kippah tzricha asrokim Afki. Everybody will agree that the shaila here is, that do you have to have a separate hasra for kippah? If you'll do this avera, will you put it to the kippah? Or is it enough that he's a rasha and he doesn't have to give special hasra for kippah? And everybody will agree that a chazak is only established with three times, as is the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Everybody will agree that you don't have to have given the person malchus, that he should ultimately be put into the kippah. But we have to have that the person has a chazaka. Tanakhama says that since he was given asra three times, that's enough that he should be deserving of a kippah. Abishol says that even though he did the avera, he was warned three times and that makes him to Rasha, we still can't put him to the kippah because he has to get a special hasra for the kippah. And when will he get that special hasra? Only after he did the avera the third time. And without getting that specific hasra for kippah, we can't give him kippah. So ask the Gemara, what is the kippah? Amri Yehuda Maloi Kamasai. The height of that room is just the height of an individual. Says the Gemara, the Hecher Amiza, where do we find in the Pasuk this concept of a kippah? Amri Shlokish, the Pasuk says, Tamaisa Rasha Ra. The person who is established as a Rasha is Tamaisis Rasha. He should be put to geth. Somebody who's a Rasha, the halacha is Ra, that we have to have him put to death. And the Steichemet says, as we said earlier in the shir, that the keepers are halacha l'moshe m'sinai, from here we see that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai can only be followed if there's a pasuk that backs it up. Baruch Shalak Shmaidik Siv, Ki gam lo yada adam es itay, kedogim shenachazam ha-metsu d'ra, says the Gemara, Mai metsu d'ra, what is that? Metsu d'ra, that means hika. It means that somebody's caught by a trap that catches him. Here too, person could be caught up in his averus and be punished, not in the normal fashion of being punished. Says the Mishnah, Harig Nefesh Labi Edim, somebody kills somebody without Edim. Machnis Yisrael Kippah, we put him into the Kippah. Machilin Yisrael Lechem Tzah, we give him minimum food. Or Mayim Lachetz, we just give him very minimum food and drink. Menor Yedidin, says the Gemara, if there's no Edim, how do we know that he's a murderer? So says the Gemara, one Teretz, Amar Rab Edis Miyuchedis. Two Edim saw what happened, but the two Edim did not see one each other. One saw what happened from one window, and one saw it from another window. The halacha is that for dinei nefashos, there's a gzeiros hakosef that the two edim have to be aware of each other. And if they're not aware of the other, then the halacha is that we can't kill him. But we could put him into a kippah. Another pshat shmul amah, shlai basra. As we've been learning, that the halacha is that you could only kill somebody when he has hasra. It says the Gemara, this is, if he didn't have hasra, but we have to eliminate a murderer, we put him to the keeper. A third pshat, Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, Kigoyin Eskachish Bebedikas. We've learned that when Edom are cross-examined, there are two types of questions. There are Bedikas and Chakiris. Chakiris are critical. And not being able to answer a chakira is the person goes free. Bedikas, Kiritanah, we learned earlier in the Masechta Daf Mem, Maisa Badik Ben Zakeh Uktzatenim, are all sorts of details. So even though we know that the person did the Avera, but if the person wasn't able to answer all of these questions, he goes free. But we want to make sure that this type of individual is not in the street, we put him into the kippah. Says the Gemara, Maishnach Diktani. In this Mishnah we learned, Noisonam Lechem Tzara Mayim Lachatz. Maishnach Hossam, when we spoke about somebody who did an Avera many times. The previous sugya, we said mechilan asay sarim achakrifin mizbakas. So why is there a different process? The two mishnayos complement each other. Nice and loy lechem tzara mayim lachatz. First, we give him minimal bread, a minimum drink, atshuk the mayonai, that will shrink his stomach. For hader, and afterwards mechilan asay sarim. Then we give him barley, which causes atshuk kresay mizbakas, until his stomach swells, and that ultimately causes him to pass away. Says the Mishnah, kind of a sakisva, we'll see in the Gemara, means if somebody steals one of the klisharis of the Beis HaMikdash, or hamakalal, the kaisim, if somebody curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a kaisim, haboil aramis, if somebody, Rechman Salon, has relations with a non-Jewish woman, says the Gemara, kanoim poigim boy. People who are kanoim, who care about what Hashem says, do eliminate this person. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that Kanoim Pagimba, it has to be a person who is a Kanoi. It has to be an individual who has that feeling in him. If a person isn't that way, he doesn't have the right to kill him. We're learning here about a non-Jewish man, and we're learning here about a Jewish man having relations with a non-Jewish woman. What's going to be halacha the other way around? A Jewish woman having relations with a non-Jewish man. And it's actually machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim, the Tosfos, it seems, is of the opinion that kanoim poigim boy work both ways. Others say, the Beis Yosef says the Kanoim Poigim Bo is only by Boil Ramis, a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman, not vice versa. Kaich Shemesh B'Tumah, if a kohen does an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tomei, and Achvakanim Mevinoi Sele Bezdin, the other Kohanim do not bring this individual to Bezdin, El Pirchei Kohuna, the young Kohanim, why they call Pirchei Kohuna? Because they're not yet completely matured. Take him outside of the Azara and they kill him. Zar Shishimish B'Migdash, if a Zar, a Yisrael, did, who's not a Kohen, did avoid in the base of Migdash, says the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva B'Chenek, that his Misa is Chenek. The Chama's opinion is that his punishment is Misa B'Dei Shemayim. My kisva, so the Mishnah began by somebody who was going off as a kisva, asked him, what does that mean? Amri Yehuda Klisharis, somebody who stole the Klisharis, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Shekeinu Omer, the Pasuk says, V'al shukhan aponim yifreshu beget chelis, v'nosno v'zakaris v'zakapis v'zmanikais, v'kshois ha-nesach v'lechem atamim olav yiyya. So we see it refers to Klisharis. Ask the Gemara, the Hecher Remiza, where does it say that somebody who does such an avera is chayiv misa? Because the pasuk says, "V'lo yavayu liros kavalos kadosh u'maisai." Bala is a word of geneva, because somebody who steals swallows up the object, and somebody who's bala sakadosh, who steals objects from the kadosh, the halacha is mesu. He's chayiv misa. But makal b'kaisim, says the Gemara, what does that mean? Tanner Rabbi Yossi explains, Yakim Kaisa is Kaismai. There was a person who is a Kaisim, who they thought had powers, should punish Kaviyocha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbana Vitaimu Rabbi Barami, Yaku Kaisim Loi, Lekoino Lemaknoi. Somebody, the way the person is cursed, he should say that my person I want should be cursed, and whoever owns him should be cursed, and whoever created him and gives us everything good, who's the one that gives us everything we need and everything that's good for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.